From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with a local and statewide news update. Construction on a new bike track in Cope Park will begin as soon as the weather allows. Many local bike enthusiasts are excited about the project, but neighbors in Juneau raised concerns recently, saying they weren't informed beforehand. KTOO's Adeline Baxter has more.
Cope Park is a well-loved getaway tucked behind downtown. It was once home to mining prospects, later an outdoor swimming pool, and soon, a pump track. Reed Harris is the vice president of the Juneau Mountain Bike Alliance. The group worked closely with the City Parks and Recreation Department on the design for the new track.
It will work great for new riders, and it will work really well for advanced riders too. And furthermore, it will be usable not just to mountain bikes, but BMX bikes, kid bikes, rider bikes. Really, if it rolls, it goes on the pump track.
So what is a pump track? There's no pedaling involved. Riders build and control their speed by moving their bodies up and down to get enough momentum to carry them over a series of small hills.
It's also a heck of a cardio workout. Like, you do two laps around this pump track and people will be tired, I guarantee it.
The pump track loop will be built in a stand of spruce trees. Deputy Director of Parks and Rec Michelle Elfers says one small tree will be removed, but otherwise the track has been designed to integrate into the landscape. She says they plan to add some fencing and barriers between bikes and foot traffic.
There's lots of people using bikes, and that's been happening for a few years now. And so as that's been happening, I think the conversation has gotten going with the city and with users of, you know, how can we make this safe and how can we, you know, allow more people to be able to use these trails and features.
Not everyone is excited. Some residents in the nearby Flats neighborhood said on social media that they felt blindsided by the new project. At a recent Juneau Assembly meeting, member Lauren Jones also raised the issue of public noticing.
Given that I pride myself on knowing what's going on, and when I read the report of all the things that went on about Cope Park, and I didn't know about any of them, I was very, very surprised.
The department held a public meeting at the end of January to talk about the project and get feedback. The meeting was noticed in the paper and on social media, and flyers were posted around town. They also put up signs at the park. But after that, Elfers says it's possible the project was overshadowed by the pandemic. For a while, pretty much all city staff were focused on COVID-19 response.
So I think to some extent, just continuing that outreach like we would normally do, even though the bulk of it was done in January, just didn't happen. And a lot of our normal work just went radio silent for months.
The track should be popular. The pandemic is inspiring people to explore more outdoor hobbies, and Harris says the number of bikers is growing in Juneau. New mountain bike paths are under construction at Eagle Crest Ski Area, too. Once the weather is dry enough for construction to start, the new track should take about 2 weeks to complete. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
Late Friday night, a child in Igiagic needed to be medevaced to Anchorage. LifeMed sent a King Air flight over from Kodiak. It usually takes about 30 minutes to reach the small southwest Alaska village from there. But this year, the village's state-owned airport has had some problems with the runway lights. And when residents went to turn them on to guide the flight in, nothing happened. KTOO's Rasha McChesney has the story.
Ida Nelson had just climbed out of her steam bath and was getting dressed when she heard the LifeMed plane fly over her village.
Because when they first flew over, I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds like a weird vehicle. I've never heard that truck before. And it wasn't a truck, it was an airplane.
It was after 11 p.m. Nelson says once she realized it was an airplane, she knew something was wrong.
Anytime that there's like any type of plane flying after dark, you always assume it's going to be something urgent and an emergency, basically.
But when she looked over at the airport, the runway lights were off.
And normally if you run and go push a button like 10 or 15 times, the lights will just light up. But they didn't. And so the medevac plane flew over the village.
She hopped onto her four-wheeler and sped the few hundred yards to the runway. Her neighbor jumped in to help too.
She started calling other people and waking them up. Like, get up, get out of bed, come line up the runway.
Nelson says her neighbor made 32 calls for help.
That's like almost every cell phone here.
A local pilot got a hold of the pilot of the LifeMed plane. Villagers drove their cars, trucks, and four-wheelers toward the runway. Nelson says the weather was calm. The medevac pilots circled as she and others on the ground coordinated people via phone and radio. She said a lot of people got up out of bed and were running around in their pajamas. And they staggered vehicles facing east, running the whole length of the runway, lighting the pilot's way.
All facing in one direction so he could be able to see, like, end to end.
Then they waited.
I was anxious and nervous, and I was just like, what if that was my kid?
As the pilot got ready to land, an on-call health aide told everyone to stay put when the pilot touched down.
And so once she was able to get the patient on the plane, everybody still stayed in their position. He was able to taxi down the runway and take off.
No one from LifeMed Alaska answered the phone Saturday evening, but on Facebook, the company posted a photo. It's completely dark, except for a straight line of lights off in the distance. Nelson describes it.
It's kind of blurry, but it's phenomenal. And basically what he said is that what appears to be a blurry, dark photo is actually a view of what an amazing community can do with a lot of determination.
And Nelson says that's her takeaway, too. The community dropped everything and came together to help someone who needed it. She's thankful for the pilot who was willing to land. Department of Transportation spokesperson Sam Dapsevich said on Sunday that crews have been out to that airport three times this year repairing the lights, most recently last week. Some appear to have been damaged by winter maintenance. Others looked like they'd been damaged by four-wheeler traffic, and there are wiring issues. He says an individual bulb can go out without bringing the whole system down, but when the wiring on one is damaged, it can disable all of them. He says they'll be returning soon to repair the damaged lights and make sure they're working. And Nelson says she hopes that's the case.
So we never have to do this again.
But if they do have to do this again, she says they know how to do it and they can do it better and faster. From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.
Juneau's downtown public swimming pool reopens next week. Augustus Brown Pool closed down in March along with other city facilities. It will reopen September 8th with limited capacity. Aquatics Director Colin Monahan says the pool will be open weekdays in the early mornings and then reopen from 2 to 8 p.m. after a break during the day. On the weekends, the pool will be open midday.
It'll be mainly drop-in rec, so lap swimming, water walking will all occur. And unfortunately at this time, the sauna, the climbing wall, the diving boards, those will all remain offline until further notice.
The Diamond Park Aquatic Center in the Mendenhall Valley reopened in June. At first, patrons had to reserve time in the pool in advance. Now, anyone can show up as long as no more than 50 people are using the facility at a time. No instructional programs like swim lessons or fitness classes are currently being offered at either facility. Monahan says the same mitigation measures they put in place at Diamond Park will carry over to Augustus Brown Pool.
Every frequently touched surface, every bench, every locker is getting cleaned, disinfected, at the top of every hour. We are screening our patrons before they come into the facility. And we do have a more robust screening regimen for our employees when they come in as well.
Before the pandemic, the downtown pool was already scheduled to close for several months this year for renovations. The roof repairs are now slated to begin next spring. Other projects, including work on the facility's air handling unit, plumbing system, and pool deck, have been put on hold for the time being. Restaurants and bars in Anchorage will reopen today for dine-in service with multiple restrictions after city officials announced an updated emergency order in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz made the announcement Friday, replacing an order considered to be a four-week reset for the city. It closed food establishments to indoor service and drew stark criticism from the industry. That order was set to expire Sunday. The updated regulation means businesses will be allowed to resume dine-in service at no more than 50% of each building's capacity. Patrons will also be required to practice social distancing and are limited to table service only. Administrators say the University of Alaska Fairbanks hockey team and other student athletes are in quarantine or isolation after athletes tested positive for COVID-19 following an off-campus party. Officials say the 37 University of Alaska Fairbanks students, including the entire hockey team, were placed in isolation after six hockey players and an athlete from another university team tested positive for the coronavirus. UA Fairbanks Chancellor Dan White says multiple athletes attended the August 22nd gathering. This is KTOO News.